Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Good morning.
If you had your choice, okay, if you were watching the Super Bowl and you're sitting around, you're on the couch with your family, and you want a nice halftime act, okay, because Maroon 5 yesterday was named as the halftime act of the Super Bowl. If you got to choose who you would like to enjoy for 10 minutes or so during the Super Bowl, who is your band of choice that you'd want to see perform?
No, gosh. I was fortunate enough to be at two Super Bowls. The first one was Michael Jackson, so it would be awful hard to kind of beat him. I was watching him walk on the sidelines. Was kind of an amazing event. I don't know. There's so many really popular people. I mean, this sounds crazy. I'd take Fleetwood Mac.
That's not crazy, man. That's your generation. Fleetwood Mac's still out there, too, touring every now and then. That's not crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. I know it. I love them.
Yeah, that's not crazy. When's the last time you saw Fleetwood Mac?
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I think my wife and I have gone to three of their concerts, and we've kind of gone to a lot of them. We've gone to Rolling Stones, we've gone to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, some of the stuff from the 70s and the 80s and that kind of stuff. So it's, but we enjoy going to them.
How many kids in your locker room can name you a Fleetwood Mac song?
Probably one, maybe. But we do musical history on Fridays. I put together a playlist of songs, and last week it was disco era, so we had all kinds of disco songs. And then sometimes the next week we may do acid rock, we may do country music. It's kind of an educational music deal where you can actually understand the words of the songs.
When does it turn around that the kids then do the music education for you?
Yeah, Tuesdays and Wednesdays is their day. I listen to, or they put on stuff that, practice is going on and stuff, and it's like, I have no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah, I figured. So favorite song is either going to be what, Chains, Never Going Back Again? What's your favorite Fleetwood Mac song?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. But I just about anything that they sing. I mean, I love them all.
All right, very good. So let's get to the game this weekend, okay?
Sure.
Now look, you faced the Hurricanes before, okay? You were at North Carolina, you played at the Canes,
right.
You faced the Hurricanes before, but is there still a feeling of, hey, my old school here when you come in and face the Hurricanes this weekend, or has it been there, done that?
It's more about the challenge because of how talented that they are. Even back in the days of North Carolina, they were super talented, a lot of good athletes, and things don't change within that program. Obviously, you watch them. We got started on them Sunday afternoon and started looking at the film, and they've got electric athletes at the skill positions. They're big and they're strong in the offensive line. Their defensive line's very active, and they play a lot of guys, and they got a quarterback that's got a lot of experience, and it definitely is a playmaker. I mean, he had almost 80 yards rushing last week on 8 carries and stuff, so he's got two different ways that he can try to beat you, obviously with his legs and then throwing the ball. So it's anytime you play him, it's obviously a pretty significant challenge.
Coach, I think this is probably one of the biggest community games we've had in a long time, probably since the last time that you guys ended up playing them. I'm thinking all the kids growing up together, playing against high schools against each other back in the day. So this is like a Friday Night Lights thing for us down here. But what does it do for recruiting? Because I know last year you had the number one recruiting class in Conference USA. What might this do for FIU in the near future for recruiting?
Yeah. Well, I mean, two parts of it, Brett. Obviously, when you're recruiting kids, they're looking at your schedule down the line. Who do we get a chance to play against, and who am I going to get a chance to play with? And, with Miami being on the schedule for two times, and I think that there's, discussions going on about extending that, and then you look into the future, and obviously you're playing some Big Ten teams, and so I think that helps your recruiting because they, kids love to play against good, good competition, and obviously the local kids, when they think that, hey, I've got a chance to play, a game against someone within the state like Miami, and I think it encourages them to, to be a part of the program. So it's just you know, it's a, you know, it's a big thing. I mean, it's obviously it's been a long time, and it's, you know, it's a sorry thing that it ended in the way that it did. I mean, that's, that was probably hugely embarrassing to both programs. And I think that, you know, both programs obviously would like to have, you know, class and just play football and play as hard as you can. And keep all the other stuff out of the, you know, out of the conversation.
Do you have to, we got the head coach, FIU football, Butch Davis, joining us here. Do you have to have a conversation with your kids before the game to not let any personal feelings, personal emotion get, you know, get involved in this game?
We're not even going to address it, obviously. I mean, we just try to play. I mean, you know, we talk about how we want to play every game, regardless of who the opponent is, whether it's a conference game, non-conference games. I mean, you know, it's about each play, play the very hardest and the very best you can and play football. And once that play's over with, it's the next play. And I will be surprised and hopefully, you know, nothing, you know, any kind of, you know, things against each other and stuff like that. Hopefully there's not a lot of trash talking and just play football.
There's no weird feeling going on in that film room when you guys have staff meetings, when you're sitting there and you got Ken Dorsey, Damian Lewis, Kennard Lang, Earl Little, all the Kenny Kelly, all these different names that basically came from the University of Miami. There's no, there's got to be some kind of like side conversations going on of trying to prove something right now.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit of that, but more is comparisons of talking about, you know, comparisons how that player looks like someone that they either played with or, you know, that they saw play previously before they got there. And, you know, because, you know, trying to identify, give the players that are going to play in the game what are going to be tips and things that would help them be successful during the course of the ball game. So it's, you know, it's, it really truly is. It's more about how can you get your players and our team as well prepared as we possibly can.
So how happy are you right now with the guys up front, the front six, the your JUCO transfers, some of the older guys, the Georgia Tech young kid you brought in, and obviously Sage Lewis, your middle linebacker. And how about Jacques Louis? How excited are you guys about him at the linebacker spot?
Yeah, good. That's a good question, Brett. I mean, obviously, you know, we're super young. And, I mean, we played 29 kids against Indiana that had never played a collegiate football game. And so some of those guys, you know, obviously, as you referenced, a couple of junior college transfers in the defensive line, Tier Tart and Taylon Humphrey and Jordan Woods, who sat out a year. He was originally had gone to Georgia Tech. He was a Florida kid, wanted to come back home. And so he, you know, those three guys were a pretty big addition to the defensive line. We were not very good in the defensive line last year, and we had zero depth. And one of the goals in the offseason with recruiting and stuff was to try to grow some depth and get some, you know, guys where where the up-tempo offenses wouldn't just destroy you know, your defensive line. So we've been trying to play anywhere from 9 to 10 or 11 guys in the defensive line these first three games. Those guys have done a good job. Sage has made a good transition from the Will linebacker position to the Mike. And I think each game he gets a little bit more confident about setting the fronts and making identifications and adjustments. And as teams come out in different personnel groupings and motions and shifts and stuff. And so I think each week, you know, he's gotten more confident in that. So, you know, he's definitely kind of, you know, the leader of the defense, and he's played extraordinarily well against Indiana. I think he had 19 tackles, and that's kind of, you know, what you would like to see out of your middle linebacker, somebody that's playing sideline to sideline and double-digit tackles and stuff. So, you know, but this week's a huge challenge. We haven't played anybody since I've been here in the last year and a half. Anybody that's even remotely close to the talent level that Miami has. So this will be a great challenge for our football team.
And, Coach, any update on young Anthony Jones? I don't know if a lot of people understand the situation that happened with him, how he went home to go get some articles of clothing to travel on a Friday up to Virginia, and he ended up getting hit with drive-by bullet. Went in his back, throughout his body, up through his neck, into his face, and out underneath his eye. But luckily he's a walking miracle, and he was at the game last weekend. So what's the latest update on him?
Yeah, you know, but it really truly is. It is a God miracle that, you know, that he was survived through that. And there was not as much major damage as, as could have been. He's back on campus. He's back going to class. He's back doing a little bit of workout. He's been at practice watching and encouraging his teammates and stuff. He was in the locker room before the game the other night against UMass and everything. So, you know, it's clearly day by day, week by week, to see how quick he can recover from it. But I think everybody in this football program, and certainly with his family and stuff, is just unbelievably grateful that that he is alive and that you know, he will be back, and at some point he will play football again.
Coach, I'm thinking Rhiannon for best Fleetwood Mac song. What do you think about that?
I like that one. That would be good.
Okay, that's acceptable for me to say. I think Rhiannon's a great song, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Because sometimes, you know, you're a huge fan, I'm not a huge fan. It's like, oh, come on, that can't be your favorite. So it's okay if Rhiannon, I think, is the best song, right?
Guys, look, I just like Fleetwood Mac. I put on the tape, listen to it on my
head.
You just
skip songs.
You just listen to the whole album. Yeah, you're a whole album.
He's not a guy skipper.
Maybe more some AC/DC with Thunderstruck.
Oh, yeah. But there we go. That's now we're speaking the same language, Coach. Excellent. Coach, I guess, I don't know, Brett, are we supposed to say good luck to Coach this weekend? Because you're a Hurricane. Like, are we supposed to say good luck? How does that work?
Yeah,
we want to be respectful.
Like I said, man, I wish Coach Davis all the luck in the world, and I wish his players a great game and a healthy game.
Okay.
But I still got to have my U come out on top.
Yeah. Oh, you understand that, right, Coach? I mean, come on.
No, I thought personal relationships was deeper than that.
That's a good point too, Coach. All right, well, I'll wish you good luck, okay? Good luck this weekend, all right, Coach?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys very much. Good to be with you, and look forward to Saturday, and hopefully it's a great game.
All right, take care, Coach. Thanks a lot.
You bet, guys.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.